about to tear the house down. I want to thank Michael for asking me up and asking me to be part of this proud tradition. It's always nice to come to St. Louis because back when I was in New York during my literary cub days, folks considered Memphis and St. Louis both all of the river people, you know, right down the road. And I see my old friend Ruth and my old friend Eugene. It's always nice. Scared to put it down there. I might knock it over. It hurt my heart if I lose that one. I think that I'm going to start. I'm going to need room to get out. Because I'm going to start. And it sure is. This has been a strong program. This is about one of the strongest programs I've ever been on. It's a pleasure to listen to you, brother. And that's why. Fall out. you. I know that I'm not the only fool in the house. We can get started. Because we family now. Yeah. I just don't want to be the only fool. I am Ricky Dodd. Oh, I am a hoodoo, I am a griot, I am a man of power. I am a prophet of the hoodoo way. Now, when I speak of hoodoo, folks don't know where I'm coming from. They hear the word hoodoo and they're thinking slavery time, hoodoo, they're thinking spells, hells, they're thinking bad luck and black cat bones. They're thinking about putting tricks on and taking tricks off. Nah, I ain't above a trick or two. But we of the hoodoo way, we have evolved far beyond that. As any metaphysical way does, we, the African-American spiritual tradition, apostate heirs to the African way, we have come a long way. We're seeking an African way of God. Now, there are those who say there is no such thing as an African way of God. They have fallen for the okey-doke, the great bearded patriarch sitting on a golden throne in heaven. There is but one God, but there are many names for God. Jehovah, Allah, Buddha, Krishna, Amun-Ra, Zeus, Odin, the great Trinity, the great Spirit, the great Mother, the Tao. There are as many names for God as there are people on the planet, as there are languages spoken, as there are stars in the sky. God in its many names and infinite manifestations, God the universe, God no he, God no she, God is all things. We of the hoodoo way, we're seeking an African way of God. We, the black people of the planet, we are in a crisis of the spirit. Wherever you find black people, they will be on the bottom of their society. They will be set by poverty, sickness, health, disease, war, and famine. Slavery we went through, and now AIDS, a demon, with an affinity for the souls of black folk. The black people, they cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken us? True. We are forsaken. Why? Because we have forsaken God. We have turned our backs on the African way of God. We tried to force fit the African soul into the gods of those who conquered us, who oppressed us and imposed their gods upon us. Is there any wonder the tribe has lost the way? Is there any wonder that our children have become killers, that our men are weak and our women are bitter? Is there any wonder that the tribe has lost the way? It is I, Ricky Dodd. It is I who speak in the name of the tribe. It is I who call on the ancient gods of Africa, God, the universe. I call on Olodumare Dumare of the Yoruba. I call on Mighty Juk of the Dinka. I call on Nyami of the Khan. I call on Nkulu Nkulu of the Zulu. Speak to Bantu Zulu. He let the Zulu MPs be used as the running dogs of the Boers. I
call on Mighty Dedun of the Nubians, mothers of civilization. I call on Mighty Ptah, the creator, he who taught the world, spoke it in a word, and then it was so. I call on Jah Rastafari. Help I and I sing redemption songs. And you want some great and mighty peoples, tell me, who will stand for the African? Do you stand for the African? Firstborn, you who walk first on 2 feet should not the first be the last. Firstborn, God's true chosen, we who have been tempered on the anvil of adversity to be a worthy instrument of God's will. I ask you, firstborn, will you stand for the African? Stand up, you mighty race. Stand up, you mighty race. Oh, I've been born in real hard times. My road's been long and hard. And there have been times I've been a badly broken man, back all against the wall. But I ain't complaining, cause life's been good to me. It's been a long, hard ride, but I had my fun. Yes, I dared to be me. And it ain't been easy. It ain't been easy being me. And it looks like I'll be struggling for the rest of my life. I fight the battles, friend, no one else could win. Good family and good friends have been my guiding light. And I've had my side, got myself a woman, bring joy in my life. I have felt the heavy touch of destiny's hand. And when the hard times came, made other men crawl, stood my ground like a natural man. And it ain't been easy. Now I know you get tired and weary sometimes, and you wonder if it's worth it all. When do I, Lord, when do I get the rest? But keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on, keeping on. You fight the battles, friend, that no one else could win. The spell is done. Oludomare Mojuba, God's blessings on us all.
Thank you. I thank you. I'd like to read a little piece from another Good Loving Blues, my latest novel. And actually, I know this piece by heart. I could just perform it, which is what I like to do. But then what happens is the people walk out talking about, boy, he sure was good. Y'all sure would like to hear him again instead of, that was a good book. I put it up in my face and I read it. You know, it's like, I am flawed. You see what I'm saying? Forget about the book. Because, you know, that's what I am. A novelist. A damn good novelist. Okay, you know. I am Flowers of the Delta Clan, Flowers in the line of O'Killings. That's John O'Killings. That's who taught me my licks. I am Flowers of the Delta Clan, Flowers in the line of O'Killings. I am Hoodoo, I am Griot, I am a man of power. My words are true words, my story is a true story, my lie is a true lie. A fine old Delta tale about a mad blues piano player and an Arkansas conjure woman on a hoodoo mission. Lucas Bodine and Melvira Dupree plan to show you how they found the good thing, true love, that once-in-a-lifetime love, that to die for love. Now, most folk in life struggle through making do. You can learn to love most anybody that's good people. Very few folk find the good thing. Truth be told, it's probably best that way, because when you do find true love, my friend, it's strictly do or die. Do or die. Got to have it. My boy Luke Bodine, he wasn't even thinking. I forget. My boy Luke Bodine, he wasn't even thinking about no love that bright springly morning he first saw walking down the dusty little Main and on the street of Sweetwater, Arkansas. But the moment he saw her, he wanted her and needed her. She took his breath, she took his heart. Spring 1918, the Mississippi Delta, Luke Bodine, he's 37, and in his prime, he known to be a silver-tongued blues man. Luke Bodine had left a lot of good women grieving. But this one touched him somewhere deep. Boy, I didn't know what he was getting into when he tilted his steps and just saw him cross the path. How do, ma'am? I'm Lucas Bodine. You interested? She kept walking. Pretty little round head, clean air, thick head, hair he couldn't wait to put his fingers into. He matched her stride for stride, and their rhythm was a good one. She turned then and looked at him, and he stumbled before massive brown galaxies of eyes that saw a mite more than he was comfortable showing. A blues man, he told her, out of Memphis, Tennessee mostly, but I've been around. I come to town with the traveling medicine show. He paused, poised for an opening. Melvira Dupree, she said, conjure. Boy stumbled again. Conjure. Didn't know if he was ready for all that. But he looked over again, and he liked what he saw. He said, well, I declare, gal, you ain't like no conjure I ever seen. Is that so, blues man? She said, and how many conjures have you seen? He said, I seen plenty of conjures, gal. I told you I'm a well-traveled man. I've been to New York City, Paris, France, Timbuktu, and Rio de Janeiro. I done down-home blues wherever the four winds blow. I come back home regular though, because I'm just another good old boy, Delta born and bred. I warn you up front, I ain't never tossed my shoes under no woman's bed for long. When the blues call, I'm liable to answer. He smiled at her. And it was a bright, warm day in the middle of March, a hint of springs to come. She looked him over again with those funny eyes of hers, and she saw a healthy spirit, vigorous, generous even. She could see that he would be, shall we say, a troublesome man. But still, there was something about him that spoke to her in that special way. And seeing that she hadn't been any further out of Sweetwater, Arkansas than a traveling spirit that took her, all this talk about getting around intrigued her son. Now, Bodine knew he was being judged, felt her digging, deep too. Naturally, his first urge was just to block out. But he found himself letting her look and hoping she liked what she saw. She, of course, blink and look no further. Between men and women, a degree of mystery is often appropriate. Am I right or wrong? I seen hoodoos and conjures of all persuasions, he told her with a downright bodacious grin. But I ain't ever run across one quite like you. Don't bother me none, he said, because I'm here to claim you, and if you really conjure, then you know I'm talking true. I like you, girl. I like your style. Really, truly, I do. He offered his arm in a big old country courting smile. She laughed with a newfound pleasure and took them both. Most of the men in Sweetwater were afraid to talk to the woman in her. You ain't half bad yourself, blues man. Her throaty voice was a tickle, a challenge, a music that bewitched him. He preened under her obvious approval like an old bantam rooster and commenced to sing himself a brand new blues. I come a long, long way just to get to where I am.
And the one thing that I've learned is a good woman must be earned. And I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I'll bring you sweet southern love in a tin cup. Pour it on your body, baby, and lap it all up. Every day, show you how much I love it, your man. Tender loving care, be my daily plan. I got to be your man. I come such a long, long way just to get to where I am. And the one thing that I've learned is a good woman must be earned. And I want to be your man. A man enough to keep you warm.
Gonna get you too, he's saying. Gonna get you good, because I don't mind working at it. She just as tickled as she can be. Do tell, blues man.
They stopped in front of the Sweetwater General Store, and she rested a hand lightly on his arm. I thank you for your company, Mr. Bodine. You are kind of cute.
Oh, said Lucas Bodine, I'm a lot more than cute. As you shall see when I come a-courting. Of course, I ain't going to pester you none just now, though, just enough to put me on your mind, son.
She went inside laughing curtly over a curved brown shoulder bare to the sun. You don't know you want to be on my mind, blues man.
Oh, yes, I do, he sang after. I ain't scared of no conjure gal. What you gonna do? Who do a man the blues already claim? I'll be seeing you around, Miss Melvire Dupree.
Now, it would be safe to say that the good colored folks of Sweetwater, Arkansas, were scandalized and mystified when their conjure woman took up with that blues singer. When he moved in, when he stayed on after the medicine show left town and moved into her little place out there on Sweetwater Creek. A lot of the local lads were understandably upset with it. They wouldn't have minded a chance with that Fox Dupree, but she was known to have a temper. And any old fool know that courting a conjure woman with a temper is a chancy thing. They fought all the time, fussing and fighting. Any day now, folks expect to see that boy hopping around like a toad frog. Wiggling on his belly like a snake. But whatever he was doing it right. Melvire Dupree changed up on him. Walk around town glowing, smiling, nodding, good morning, at people just like a regular neighbor. But it wasn't until the girls started hanging out down at the Lucas Juke joint where Lucas got a job barrel housing every Friday and Saturday night that folks really commenced to comment. Girls started shaking that big old impressive booty of hers and having herself just much too good of a time for the period from the old school who could not quite recall a kinds of woman quite like this one. Of course, the elder Sweetwater women, you know them elders, they done seen everything at least twice. They poke each other in the ribs. Look at that. They poke each other in the ribs when they saw walking around town glowing. They knew a recently satisfied woman when they saw one. After all, a good man is still hard to find. I don't like when I get a lot of amens and stuff. Like that. Whoever that was over there to my best right. You watch yourself. I don't like that. Okay. Okay. They tell me a good man is still hard to find. And even conjures appreciate that good loving. Don't we all appreciate that good loving? That boy Bodine, he just as snug as a hog in fresh summer mud. He could be seen walking around town with his thumbs hooked in them big red suspenders, grinning proud as a brand new fool. As scandalized as they was
at they conjure woman taking up with a blues singer of all things. You could tell that boy loved himself some Elvira Dupree. A bunch of Sweetwater women like the way that that boy's lean brown fingers would caress music out of those cold piano keys. And wonder what kind of music did this boy coax from a woman's warm body. But he went home to Elvira Dupree each and every night. Took his money home each and every week like a natural man. And wasn't never fool enough to raise his hand up against her. They did fuss a lot. But folks come to decide they just like to fuss. Just folks just like that, they just like to fuss. That's the way of showing affection. So, the good colored folks of Sweetwater, Arkansas gave their grudge and approval. To this day, Sweetwater folks is known for being big-hearted and they just ain't no counting for a conscious taste, no way. Of course, what they saw from them big old wraparound porches, y'all remember them big old porches wraparound, everybody sitting on the swing. What they saw from the porches, that wasn't the whole story. It never is. Any good story is always at least three or four stories deep. And since this is a good story, I expect you to pay close attention to the weave of it. Lucas Bodine and Elvira Dupree couldn't tell you the whole story. But what they did come to understand deep down in once starved and lonely souls is that when you do find yourself some of that real good loving, we're talking about true love, if you got any sense at all, you hold on to it. Hold on to love, children. Hold on. Thank you. I thank you. You've been great. You've been grand.
Arthur Flowers. Our thanks to Arthur and Charles Wartz and the chorus from U City High, Kathy Guerra and Jeff Noonan. Our thanks to all of you, to Karen Duffy, our host, and to our bartender, Will, faithful bartender. And we hope to see you back here a month from now on March 21st. Thanks a lot for coming.